Good evening. Welcome to the Laugh and Monkey Music Show today on Babylon 80s. Derek Davis, how are you?
I'm doing great, man.
Welcome back. In a little bit, people gonna start talking. You were just on for the live album, which is fantastic. Before we hop into the new one, how's the response? I haven't talked to you since then. Feedback pretty
So
good?
far the response, that people that have heard the album, mostly different magazines and radio and things like that, have been fantastic, man. I thought it was going to be like that because I think this album is the best album we've ever made. I put it
I'll
up
be honest
against our,
with you. I would too.
yeah, I'd put it up against our first album any day and, see which one comes out on top. But yeah, I think this is a great album, man. Because I'm a fan of music too, so I listen to songs just like everybody else does,
Yeah.
and I don't want to put out myself. I don't want to put out anything that I don't think is at least like an eight and up as a song. You know what I mean?
Well, yeah, you don't want to
So,
step back,
what's
but
that?
it's. Yeah, so you definitely don't want to step back. And you've got a lot of albums out in the history of yourself as a solo artist and as, which I encourage people to go back and check out the solo stuff too. Let's you got some really good solo stuff too. But talk about the band, this new album. The songwriting is like top notch, the production. And you did you produce it?
Yes, I produced it. Yep, I did. Thank you.
It sounds good. I did the test. The test I do is I do it. Headset, car, you gotta listen to it everywhere. Mowing the yard and the mower, like I want to hear it everywhere because music is for different spots. You know what I mean?
That's true, yeah.
It has to sound good everywhere. It
Yeah.
sounds crisp. It rocks. Probably best in a car cruising, and your stereo loud. It's a good rock album. You
Thank you,
know,
man. Appreciate that.
you're welcome. And I think you follow. I'm gonna say, you honor the same process. So people that are a fan of the band, the first album, which everyone loves, and the singles, you follow the process. It's not like I don't know who this guy is, but the songwriting, it feels like you just kind of tweaked it a little bit better. Like your experience, you
Yeah.
honored the recipe, but you put some more spices in. Like it was good before, but this is a
Yeah.
good album. This shows some really good songwriting growth, I think.
Yeah, thanks for saying that. That's the same exact way I feel. I feel like my lyrical content is way better than ever was. I personally know for a fact that I could sing a lot better and a lot easier.
Yeah.
It used to take me a while to put a track down. It might take me, 3 hours or something, back in the day. Now it takes me, shoot, man, I blow it out in about 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I'm just that more mature with my vocals, and
You know your
everything
voice
just
now. You own it,
yeah. And before I really felt the first album, I was still kind of searching for it. You know what I mean? There's some songs
I
I
hear that.
sang really well, and there's other songs that when I listen to the album, our first album, I kind of cringe, I go, oh man, If I could just sing that song over right now, I'd say to myself,
I think it is more raw because I mean I spent a lot of probably more time than a human should listening to albums and going back and comparing new ones and old ones. And I always like to be positive about music. I don't like tr talking trash either. I mean, usually if I didn't, I actually reached out to you, because I'm like this is a really good album. I really want to put it out there. I'm not gonna placate you either, but you can hear the difference in your voice over time. So I went back and listened to some of your other stuff to compare. You do like a new album, old one to compare them side by side, and I just think you were more raw back then, and the production holds well. That's why they hold really well on the radio or wherever you hear them. But this album, you know your voice, you can stretch it, you're comfortable in it, which allows you to put the tiny touches on the melodies. And what's great is it's a rock, the rock songs. But if you stop and listen to them, like you'll have like a melody, you'll have a song that's more of a the title of the song, but then you kind of slip into like a second melody or a second chorus or a pre-chorus. Those little things make a huge difference in being like a good song to a great song. And there's a lot of that on that album of you doing those little things.
Like I said, I just think, over time I've just gotten better. I've listened and I went through just different phases. I kind of went through a blues phase for a while and learned how to play slide guitar, and then I went through my Bobby Womack, James Brown, Al Green phase, for about 5 years. So I have a bigger palette to write from now, more experience, instead of just some young kid out of high school that's just writing about, girls and rock and roll and having fun. I have
Right.
a bigger, a better palette to write from,
Well, I think this album is fun. Babylon 80 fans are just going to love it. Their brains are going to explode. But it's also fun because sometimes if you do a rock album and you just go like, I'm not going to do rock anymore. I'm just going to go be a blues guy. When I hear rock, I see blues, just straight blues from rock. It's usually kind of a cringe because it's like, well, you didn't grow up into it. So you're doing your own interpretation until you kind of get into it. Just like you're doing other stuff. We're always kind of copying what we do. But to learn blues and to learn all these other things and then bring it back into what you do and figure out who you are and then the amalgamation of what you are for music and then your sound comes out of that, that's the good stuff. And I think this album reflects it. You
Yeah,
know?
it just helped me. I think it listening to all that different type of music instead of just one style of music over and over and over again, it helped me grow, you know.
It's a rock
Production
album,
wise,
you know? It just gives
yeah,
it a little bit more
it's a rock
dimension to it.
album.
It's
But
just.
you know, a lot of people ask me about my songwriting on that kind of stuff, and like if I write a song, it's usually I kind of put it in a box. As I'm writing the song, I say, oh, this one sounds like it'll fit Babylon AD. Yeah, I don't really know where it's going until it's about
Okay,
halfway
that's
done.
cool. I was going to ask you that. Yeah, okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, and then other times I'll go, ah, no, man, this is going to go on some kind of soul or rhythm and blues thing,
Yeah.
or this one sounds like a Nine Inch Nails type of thing. You know what I mean? I'll be writing some
Yeah.
crazy thing, and sometimes my friends will come over. What the hell is that, man? That's really cool. It's not Babylon AD though, and I'll go, yeah, I'm aware of that, man. You know what I mean?
Well,
So
and
I just
that's a hard thing for you to do,
naturally
you know what I
comes
mean?
to me.
To where, because you, I mean, to do with songs, that's I think the biggest challenge as an artist, you know, where to put your songs, you know, because you might want to stretch out the band name a little bit, not the name, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes bands want to grow a little bit and not be locked into a sound. But then it's a slippery slope for a fan base. Not for the artist, but fan base.
I'm kind of lucky in that way that you know, not only do I write, you know, everything, John, the guitar player, he writes, right? Music. Ron writes music, the other guitar player. Now I've got the drummer and a bass player that both write. So they can give me a palette of ideas and I could choose whatever I think is the best one that's going to be Babylon AD, you know? It's a lot easier just me trying to figure out everything or just me and Ron only, you know what I
Right.
mean? Now I've got other guys that are helping write too. So on this album there's a quite a collection of everybody's collaboration, you know?
Are you coming in? So when you write songs, is it you writing like an acoustic or a piano, or is it a melody even, a lyrics? You're raw taking a walk with your dog, and you're like, oh, that's a good idea. I got a lyric I'm gonna write down, and then a melody. Do you kind of take from all those spots? That's the kind of person I think you are. Or do you have, are you like, I sit down every day with my guitar and I see what comes out?
I'd say 50% of the time it's like when I'm sleeping and I wake up and I kind of I for some reason I'll have some kind of idea or lyrical or melody in my head, and I'll just say, man, don't forget it, don't forget it, don't forget it. It might be 5 o'clock in the morning and I know I
Yeah.
got to get up, let's say it's 6 or 7, but I'm like, don't forget it. And sometimes I'll be so panicked because I know it's so good, whatever I'm singing
Yeah.
in my head, that I gotta just get up and run to the studio and, or put on my phone, you know,
On your
record on
phone at
my
least,
phone,
yeah.
sing the melody, blah 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 blah, whatever the hell it's gonna be, and maybe put the
Yeah.
guitar behind it, da 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 da, whatever it might
Yeah.
be. Then in the morning I'll get up, have my cup of coffee, come to the studio, listen to what I did, and go, oh wow, okay, yeah. So then I'll pull out my guitar and I'll start going off of what the idea was. And sometimes it might morph into something a little bit different, speed-wise, or slow, you know, might get slower or faster, or I might change a few chords, but at least the general idea came to me, usually like while I'm sleeping. You know, other times it could just be where I'm watching TV and I'm just fiddling on my guitar, but I'm watching a movie and I'll go, whoa, that was pretty cool. What was that? You know, I never ever
Really?
sit out to like sit down and go, all right, I'm gonna write a song today. That, I don't think that's ever happened, except like when I was with Jack Pawnee. It was like, we got to go to work, you know,
I've
and
never
you.
heard anybody have this way of doing it. Because I mean, if you think about it, you're like, are you going to sleep all day? Are you going to sit around and watch a TV? You're like, I'm working. I'm thinking of
Well, you
songs right
know,
now. I'm working.
you kind of know when you run across something really
Yeah.
good. Usually it starts with a riff or a melody in your head, or sometimes you might just get a title, you know, like Rome Wasn't Built in a Day. Of course, everybody's heard that title before, but I went, wow, Rome wasn't built in a day. As I was writing the song, I went, oh, that's really cool, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it just kind of fell into place, you know? Wrecking Machine was another totally idea where John Matthews played me the guitar riff. Well, actually, he showed it to me on a cassette tape. He said, "I got a really good riff, man, on this cassette tape that I did with Leonard Hayes from YNT, you know, about 5-6 years ago before he passed away." He goes, "But it's really cool, man. I think you like it." None of us had a cassette deck, so I had to run out and find a cassette deck for my cousin. Put the cassette deck in my studio, which I still have, by the way. And I played the song and went, "Wow, that is really cool." So, you know, the music was there basically about 80% of it. And I just add my chops onto it. And then I got the idea pretty much right off the bat, what I wanted to write about, just by that sound of the song. It sounded like a Wrecking Machine. You know what I mean?
It's a good opening track too.
Yeah. A lot of times I'll go off that. Like, what does this sound like? What does this sound like? You know what I mean? And then I'll create lyrics and melodies around that, you know?
Well, actually, we'll just talk. So we started with Wrecking Machine. Let's go through some of the songs because they're pretty cool, actually. We can touch a little bit. So Wrecking Machine is a single. Now, if people haven't seen it, check it out. Mm-hmm. It's a fun video. It's a great song. And it really is, it sets the pace for what the album's going to be.
Yeah, you know? I think so.
Mm-hmm. I think the production, the vocals. I mean, if you like that song, you're going to love the album.
Yeah.
You know, and if you don't like the song, listen to it again because you're not hearing it right because it's a pretty good song.
You're not hearing it right, man, because it's a kick-ass song.
Right? You can listen to it again. I mean, I like to kind of be positive on it. Let's flip it around. But it is good. I mean, I think this is the kind of album that could be like, oh, Babylon D. Like people that weren't aware of them, you know what I mean? Like, oh, they hear it. Today. Who's that? Oh, wow. I like this. Okay, I think this could be a good rock album that other fans that aren't aware or thinking of. You know, I hate to say there's the negative people say hair bands. I don't think there's anything negative about it at all. But did they put a, you know, the connotation be considered like a data band? A good rock album, and this can tie it in. You know, the next single with Pain, great riff, a lot of good riffs on this album. You know, it was really just riff heavy.
Yeah,
you know, and you do the thing with this. You know, you have the chorus, get some introspective lyrics. But then you have these like great little pre-choruses and stuff and verses.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, yeah, like a lot of songs like that. It's really kind of fun. It doesn't feel like it's going to be stereotypical. Do you do that on purpose? Like, do you go like, oh, I think we need to kind of, or is it just evolve as the song?
I kind of think it evolves in the song. I never sit down or never take the idea of, or if like that idea was, that song came about where Ron goes, "Hey, I got a really heavy riff. It goes like this." And I went, "Oh, that's pretty cool." And John says, "This is about within a 5-minute conversation. Well, I got a heavy riff too. And it goes like this." And so I'm sitting there between them. I'm listening to them. And then Ron goes, I recorded some of mine. I listened to it. And it was basically the verse of the song, right? I listened to it and I go, "Yeah, I think I might be able to make something of that." And then John goes, "Well, what about the riff that I got?" I go, "Yeah, that's a really cool riff." And I go, "You know what? I go, these are about the same speed and they're in the same key. We're going to stick these together." And they go, "How are we going to do that?" And I just said, "Here's what we're going to do, you know?" And I got the drummer in there and the bass player. And I said, "Now you play this part. Now you play that part." And I kind of directed them, you know, like an orchestration type of thing. And the song just evolved. I took the best parts of John, the best parts of Ron, and mashed them together and made a song out of it because they both had really cool licks. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. There's a lot of riffs. You're like, "Oh, that's cool. Well, that's cool." And it's like, actually, I was thinking, not that song, other songs, like you could take, and this, I think it's a good song. You could be like, "Oh, we could kind of chop this up for some bands," and each riff could be a bunch of songs for some bands. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's so many good riffs in a song that you know, some bands would just spread it out over a whole album, whereas you've got a bunch of good riffs in one song.
Yeah. I think most of the songs have a lot of good transitions and things like that. There's nothing that's just like the whole song is just A, B, G, D, A, B, G, D, and then D, A, D, A, A, B, G. You know what I mean? I don't think there's nothing like that in here. Everything has a lot of cool riffs, a lot of cool leads, a lot of melodic leads that after you hear them a couple of times, you don't forget them. And I try to do the same with my vocals, man. I'm always thinking, you know, Clive Davis told me one time, he said, "Derek, you got to write a song that's universal, that everybody in the world has felt before." So sometimes in the back of my head, I'll be writing, I go, "I know this isn't universal, but I think people will like it, you know?" And other times I'll be writing, I go, "Okay, that's in my head, you know? like say Pain. We were just talking about Pain. Everybody's felt pain, right? Yeah. Everybody. So here's my lyrics. And actually there, my cousin got cancer. My best friend got cancer. My wife got this rare disease. My other cousin, has a lung problem, which I don't want to really talk about, but all hit at the same time. So when I have the song, it was pretty easy. Pain, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It just popped in my head because all around me, all my core, people that influenced me were going through terrible parts of their life. So it was easy to write that song, you know, just by telling their stories kind of.
It really is. I mean, yeah, I mean, that I can relate to. I know a couple of people have passed due to cancer myself in the past 2 months. It's been a horrible, horrible period. But yeah, it is relatable, though. And actually, this is the next song, though. When you do Sometimes Love Is Hell, you are so raw in that song vocally. You just put it right out there. And you're welcome. And what's great is because sometimes you hear somebody sing, they have a good voice, but it feels kind of weird, like awkward almost. Like you're like, ah. But this just feels so comfortable. Like, and that's, this is where I say, like, I think you really feel your voice. Like, you really own it.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, it's just out there. You don't really need anything. And the confidence is there. You know what I mean? And the melody is there. And it feels nice without, and then you add stuff to it. But the rawness, I mean, that's what your voice is what drives the song 100%, just being the nakedness of the voice to me. And then you add stuff after to it. But that's the draw to me, though. You know what I mean? That's the gateway drug on that song is your voice in the beginning.
Yeah, and you think about it, that's another perfect example of that's a universal, right? Everybody's totally felt like that. Everybody's felt like, man, this.
You hear that song, you're thinking of a bad relationship when you hear that song.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've already got comments back. They're just saying, oh my God, this song, you know, is touching me, man, because I'm going through it, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody's gone through that kind of stuff. Yeah, I that song is going to be our third single. So we've already shot the video for it. And so that's coming out in another couple months. Yeah.
So what actually did I miss? What's the second single then? Is it Rome?
It wasn't built in a day.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure because I get, you know, I get something sent to me and the release dates aren't always the same. I'm ahead sometimes. So I never have to say when things come out and then the dates move around. That's actually, so the next song, actually, Rome is built in a day. It's actually fun because it's a saying, but there really isn't a song for it. That's a fun song.
Yeah, it's a
now,
it's a
and really that could be fun. A song in a movie. That could be a song in a movie though too. It's kind of fun, like you know what I mean, like a comedy movie where it's like because it's such an upbeat song.
Yeah,
yeah. And I mean that as a compliment too. You know, it'd be a good soundtrack song.
It's got
song.
A little tongue in cheek in it, you know.
Yeah, it's playful. Yeah. It's definitely, but the music's there and the production's there. So I mean, it would be a it'd be great.
Yeah.
So one of the things with you guys is with the band. I mean, you've done the last album, the live one you were on tour. You're really good about it. You've done some. You put not just the hits in there, but you put like the album before that songs in there, and some of those songs were from demos that you read it over. So you're always really good about honoring your songs you've written. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You don't like just trash them, and you try to keep them in the set. This has got a lot of this is a good album, like really good album. It's gotta be exciting for you guys to be like, all right. When we play now, we have fan favorites. We've had other ones. You know, how are you going to integrate this new album into it? And how's our family going to be it? Because it's not always the same. Some artists will say, I say this, well, I want to play my new songs in the set. But I also, when I go see AC/DC, want to hear all the hits. They go, they do both, which makes it a fun topic to bring up because each artist is now has their new albums, and everyone's been doing a lot of good albums now because I think the break from the plague there, I think everyone's been recharged. And where are you at with that though? Like, what's the challenge going to be for you now? Like, how to integrate all these songs?
So what we've done is our set used to be a certain length, maybe 14 songs. We've extended it to 17 songs.
That's what I like to hear.
We've just extended it. And we're playing the songs that are going to be the singles off the album. And I think we're going to play Pain also. So we're playing 4 to 5 songs off the new album, but of course we play all the hits, Bangle the Bells, Hammer Swing Down, Desperate, Kid Goes Wild, Take the Dog Off the Chain, you know? We're trying to honor every single album. We also do a couple songs off of American Blitzkrieg. So every album that we've done, you know, and Revelation Highway. Every album that we have done has a couple songs thrown in there.
Which is rare too. A lot of your peers don't do that nowadays. They ignore entire albums.
Well, you know, I think all of our albums, even though we haven't made a lot of them, there's a lot of good songs on those albums. You know?
No, I agree. I'm saying it's interesting because, like I said, you know what I'm talking about though. There'll be
yeah,
cool
I know
albums
exactly.
That you're like, and sometimes there'll be that weird album they did, and you're like, I love that album. I wish you guys would just do the whole album. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you guys do nothing for that album live.
Yeah, right.
So
I know what you mean.
As a fan, it's nice to hear the mix up of songs, you know?
Yeah.
That's great. So what's the plan for the band to play out some of these songs this year? I see you have a couple dates.
Yeah. So right now we've got 5 dates on the books that have been on the books for, you know, months or whatever. But since the album is starting to come out and everything, we're getting massive amount of phone calls, and our booking agent is getting overwhelmed where we're going to play. You know, I mean,
that's
I
awesome.
Know
that's a good problem. Awesome.
What's that?
That's a good problem.
Yeah, it is and it isn't, because, you know, it's a great problem to have, I guess. But at the same time, you know, we're older now, man. We don't want to go out for like 3 months in a row.
No, but what I'm saying is you're always going to have problems. So if you're going to have problems in your life, have people want you instead of not wanting you. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So dates are coming in from Florida, Texas, the UK, stuff like that. You know, I'm basically getting emails, flooded with emails all day long, you know, and I've been doing a lot of these every day. I think I got 5 interviews today. So I'm pretty busy, you know, on the band, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's good to see.
It is good,
I like to see, you know, that was the impetus of the show is all the other artists I'd like to keep, you know, put spotlight on them or talk about them and keep going. You know, originally when there was nothing going on, of course, it was, you know, that was a big goal. But now to be part of it and see these artists getting busier again because the industry's picking up.
Yeah.
It's fantastic to see. Because that's, you know, as a fan, you want to see these bands do well, you know.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
So your schedule is, because you also do your solo stuff and you also do recording of other artists, right? You do some studio. So your year, what's your year going to look like? You're going to be balancing out recording projects,
man,
solo stuff on the side now, or what are you going to?
No, I've got my solo stuff kind of on hold, but I never stop writing. So sometimes that goes into that pile. But I'm also writing with Dan De La Rosa, the guitar player for Babylon AD, who played with us, you know, 25 years. We've already got 5 songs in the can. They're great songs, man. So we're going to put out that De La Rosa Davis project probably early next year. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, I'm busy. Not only that, I've got lots of vacations, all kinds of stuff. My wife said something to me today. We're going to Italy for a couple of weeks. She said, do you want to look at some of the cities and tell me which ones you want to go to? And I looked at her like, are you freaking crazy? You think I have time to sit down and try to figure that stuff out? I don't have no time for that, man. That's your, you know, that's your box. Yes.
That's funny. I mean, you're like, when I go over to Italy, I'm usually have a tour manager setting up. I just know where to go. I just show up, you know, my vacation, you know?
No, it's not for a tour. That's for my
No, I'm joking. I'm saying you're used to going on tour. You have somebody setting it up for you. So like when your wife gives you a choice, you're like, I got other stuff to do. I don't usually focus on that. That's new level for you.
And I don't have the time to try to figure that out, man. I got, you know, I'm busy, man. I got 10 to 12 hours every day just working on music or creating videos or, you know, producing or, you know, I'm just too damn busy, man. You know,
well, the world sees it. It's good. You know, the videos are fun. They're good. The music's good. I mean, I think it's a great time to focus on just, Babylon AD is, well, the Strike While the Iron's Hot. I mean, it's your best album, you know, arguably, or a tie with
I just
with
got
the
CD yesterday, too.
Nice.
Yeah, I just got the CD.
Look at that. Is there going to be vinyl or like special CDs for people, too?
Yeah, it's going to be on vinyl, too. Yeah.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
And the artwork, the album, so that's kind of a fun album cover.
Yeah.
What was the idea with that? Just who came up with that with the
I did. I'm sorry for coughing so much, man. I had this cough for about a month now trying to shake it. But I did. I mean, I came up with the artwork, the idea in my head, and I found the artwork exactly that I wanted. and I had four different types of titles for the album, and I sent this to the guys. I said, what do you think about, you know, these ones? And I gave them a 1 to 5, and
okay,
pretty
yeah.
much this one was like 4 out of 5. This is the album cover, you know what I mean? Okay, so then I went with that and started creating all the artwork and everything.
It's perfect. I think it's great. It's fun. It's like tongue in cheek. It just shows,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's a
That's
fun
the way
rock
I
album,
thought
you
of
know.
it, as you know, David blowing a bubble.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at it, you're like, all right, yeah, again, they're not taking this too seriously. Then you put it on, you're like, oh, this is good. This is nice. Like, you know, when I get in my mailbox early, my email bar early, I hear an album, I go, oh, this will be good, because I was excited. You know, I was very pleased with the last album you did. The production was great, and the live one we talked about. So I was excited. I heard it in the first track. I heard it, I was like, oh. I don't even think I listened to the whole album before I reached out to you. I was like, we got to talk. I hadn't even heard the whole album yet.
You did hit
So
me up probably right after the press release went out.
once I heard the song, I'm like, we got to talk. I'm really digging this. And I hadn't even heard the whole album. So that says a lot,
Yeah,
you know?
cool. I know, man.
So that's awesome. You know, I encourage people to check you out. Studio stuff. I know you do sometimes do other people's studio stuff. Are you too booked up right now, or do you want people ever reaching out to you for other projects, or what? You want to, got anything else you want to promote while we're talking? Your studio stuff, or
No, not really. Like I said, I mean, I'll be working on the next Babylon AD album, you know, as we're doing this Babylon AD album. We've already got some songs in the can for the next one already.
Good.
And you know, like I said, Davis and De La Rosa will be coming out maybe 8 months, a year from now, or whatever. You know, we're working on that with some pretty heavy cats, and see what happened with that, you know.
Nice. Is that just a recording project, or is that going to be maybe do a few shows, but not a serious thing?
I think we're probably going to do a few shows, but you know, the music's really cool. Dan likes bands like you know, Smashing Pumpkins and Stone Temple Pilots, Velvet Revolver. He likes the Partridge Family, believe it or not. He listens to that shit all the time, you know. So he's got a different kind of melodic take that he wants to do on this album. So I've changed my voice just a little bit to fit what he wants on the album. More popish, Robin Zander-ish kind of thing, you know. But it's going to be a good album.
That's fun. I'm looking forward to hearing it myself. It'll be fun. I enjoy your vocals, so that's
Thank you,
awesome.
man.
And I want to thank you for being on the show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
People, check out the album and go to the website, and if they're around, see them, support them, support your artists. Don't
Please
complain that you
do.
never see them and they come to your town and be like, nah, I can't drive to it. Make sure you show me.
BabylonADBand.com if you want to
There
find
we
out
go.
more about
Thank
us.
you, man. I appreciate it. Thank you.